a conversation, especially when you're going through frustration.
You allow for the 7-year-old to insult you.
Yes, they would. But then at the end of their insults, we now talk to them. This is not how you behave. So we give them those morals, because some of them are a problem to their parents. Mm. But when they talk to a stranger, then they listen to a stranger more than their parents. They're those children that we get. But then at the end of it, we give them the positive focus to life and be able to tell them the morals they should grow up in.
As we conclude, how impactful would you say spirituality is in suicide prevention?
It's very impactful. Life is not without the spiritual side. Remember, to your life there is a spiritual part, and of course spirituality is very, very important in a human being. We are somewhere spiritual, and therefore spirituality makes good deal when it comes to suicide. People must be able to find their hope in God or in whom they have believed in. People must be able to run to God. They must be able to find comfort in spiritual matters, and they should be able to, if possible, talk to spiritual authorities. Why? Because at the end of it all, we need to find a place where we can find solace. And I think spirituality is cardinal when it comes to issues of society.
Mr. Nurenda, thank you so much for coming through and speaking with us. Our producer got in touch with Mr. Nurenda yesterday. We're not sure if he was coming through or not, but we're glad that he made it and was able to share this information with us today. So remember, the number to call for the adults is 933, right? And for children, it's 116.
Sure.
So that's the Lifeline Childline Zambia, who help in this, and it's a toll-free line, so you can call them anytime, right?
Sure, anytime.
Anytime, and they'll be able to attend to you if you are in that moment or in that space as well. We'll get into the news at 8, coming up next with Paddy Mugando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Was Zambia. Well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Parliament to proceed with official opening despite opposition boycott threat. Care for Nature Zambia backs government's refusal to lift Sino Metals suspension. And in global news, Trump calls killing of Charlie Kirk dark moment for America as manhunt continues. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mulando. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says Parliament will proceed with its official opening as scheduled, even in the absence of opposition members of Parliament, emphasizing that the business of the House operates based on a quorum, not participation from all members. This follows remarks by Matera Member of Parliament Miles Usampa, who recently revealed that opposition MPs are considering boycotting President Hakainde Hichilema's official opening of Parliament tomorrow, citing a belief that the President's speeches lack tangible action. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa says the UPND has no objection to the absence of opposition MPs, as they have the right to choose whether to attend or not. He has, however, expressed confidence that most opposition MPs will attend the President's inaugural address, insisting there is no legitimate reason for them to boycott the event, dismissing Mr. Sampa's comments as individual opinions. Mr. Mwetwa further suggests that Mr. Sampa's revelation could be a strategic move by the Patriotic Front to portray the UPND government negatively.
We don't have any issue with that. That is their choice. They are all adults as members of Parliament. They know the rules and the regulations that govern the conduct of parliamentary business. So if they are going to decide to abscond, we have no control whatsoever. But I know myself that those are just views of an individual. The majority members of Parliament, even in the opposition, will be in attendance. Because there is no cause. Why would they want to stay away from the official opening of Parliament? it. There is no reason whatsoever. So until that happens, we are not taking it very serious. But
Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Sama Kier has described Sino Metals Leach Limited's request to resume production as premature, saying government has acted correctly in refusing to lift the suspension until all compliance orders are met. Ms. Cairns has also commended Acting Green Economy and Environment Minister Collins Nsovu for visiting the mine to provide an update, saying civil society organizations had been left to rely on conflicting statements about the extent of the pollution and claims of cover-ups until his engagement on Tuesday. She has noted the compliance orders issued by various government departments as well as plans to decommission unsafe dams, but expressed concern that some excavation works could be delayed by the onset of the rainy season. On Sino Metals' three requests to resume production, receive guidance on resettlement of affected communities, and curb illegal mining within its concession, Ms. Cairns tells Phoenix News that the latter two are timely and should be supported as enshrined by law. She has further stressed that the company must prioritize the imminent comprehensive environmental assessment to inform a total cleanup of the Kafue River and surrounding ecosystems rather than pushing to restart production.
So we did notice that there were some requests that were also made by Sino Metals, and among them was production resumption. They also asked for guidance and support for resettling the people who are living near the mining area or the buffer zone for the mine. And they also asked for support to suspend illegal mining, which is taking place at CD6 tailings area. So for suspension of illegal mining, we totally welcome this, because even based on the statement of the speech which was given by the president yesterday at the artisanal small scale mining conference.
One of the lawyers representing former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanje, Jonas Zimba, has confirmed that there are plans to appeal the state's recent attempts to increase Mr. Malanje's sentence. On Tuesday this week, Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Gilbert Piri, filed a notice of appeal in the Lusaka High Court, seeking permission to appeal the 3-year sentence with hard labor imposed on former Secretary to Treasury Fred Sonyamba and the 4-year sentence with hard labor handed to Mr. Malanje following their convictions on the 3rd of September 2025. But speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Zimba says at an appropriate time, Mr. Malanje's legal team will respond and counter the appeal filed by the DPP. He says once they receive instructions from Malanje, they will take the necessary steps to counter the DPP's appeal.
Yeah, at an appropriate time we'll have to respond to that particular document. So lawyers are creatures of instructions, so we'll wait for instructions from the client once we notify the client, because I only saw that thing in the night yesterday. The right to appeal is a right. It is by the one that wants to appeal. To argue that there's selective justice or not, or whatnot, is an interesting argument, and I can only leave it at that. But what we'll have to know is that this matter is in court, and at an appropriate time, arguments will be presented in court.
ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Mube has revealed that the board will engage the power utility to ensure it adheres to its load-shedding schedule amid the ongoing power deficit. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Anube has emphasized that the board's priority is to guarantee a stable power supply for the country without interruptions. He has indicated that given this focus, ZESCO management must remain proactive and efficient in its operation.
But as the board, we are looking at here how we can deal with improving supply in terms of the available power for the nation. But whatever is available is dealt with, that is an operation matter. I'm appointed to deal with the policy, strategic direction of the organization.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo has explained that the current power instability and failure to adhere to the load shedding schedule are due to phase 2 maintenance at Mamba Collieries. Mr. Longo has assured the public that once the maintenance work is completed in the coming weeks, the country